Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to CUTV News Radio. Listen, we have an exciting program today. What we are going to help you do is to feel better right now. If you have any problem that you're suffering from, a lot of people are. I mean, do you feel constantly worried? Are you anxious? Are you stressed out? So many people are stressed out these days. What about self-esteem? Do you happen to have self-esteem issues? You just aren't proud of yourself? Do you have trouble in your relationships with loved ones, your family members, and with friends? What about anger? Do you struggle with anger or grief or guilt? How about sadness, indecision, or procrastination? Do you intuitively know that your life could be better, but you don't know how to make it better or how to get there? And are you ready to give up your current coping strategies in order to live a more peaceful and content life? What about traumatic memories that have bothered you for years and that really drive you nuts? Do you have issues like that? Well, we are here to help you. This is really pretty fascinating. We're going to be talking about something called Enlight. It's a groundbreaking, non-medical, highly effective treatment to help remove emotional obstacles so you can have a better life. In essence, that's exactly what we're going to be talking about. And we're going to be talking to the creator of Enlight. His name is Donald Zandier. He's a psychologist, and the treatment Enlight is a revolutionary modality designed to heal a lifetime of harmful emotional experiences and to free you from the bad habits they have developed that you have developed to cope with those experiences. According to Mr. Zandier, our experiences are stored in our subconscious like information is just like on a computer. And sometimes the emotions that we associate with our experiences are processed and we feel better. But more often than not, we don't fully process those emotions. And over time, those unprocessed negative emotions accumulate and pile up, kind of like barnacles on the bottom of a boat. Interesting way to put it. Anyway, based on the results that Don Zandier has observed, he believes that the Enlight method painlessly accesses both the conscious and subconscious experiences that still possess a negative emotional charge. And then Enlight removes the active emotional discomfort associated with each one of those experiences. Now, Zandier developed the Enlight treatment after he experienced frustration as a psychologist, which is what he is. He has refined his approach for the past 25 years, and now he has developed this. He helps people in person, obviously, in his office. He is a psychologist, but he's also developed an online approach. He has an online application, and he says he's most proud of how well Enlight works on the average person. In other words, you can become a member of Enlight, and you can treat yourself. Now, this is pretty really fascinating. We all have some degree of negative emotional history and bad habits, which Enlight can clear. And therefore, this approach can improve society's emotional health in general. I want to point out before I bring Don on that Enlight is not a replacement for medical treatment. It is a supplement that may greatly enhance treatment as usual. Okay? So that's the ground rule here. A fantastic website. If you want to learn more, I'm going to give you that. Well, it's Enlight. It's the name of the treatment, enlighttreatment.com. Enlighttreatment.com is the website. Again, it's the creation of Don Zandier Jr. He's based in Bethel, Pennsylvania, which is near Pittsburgh, and he's on the line with us today to talk about it and tell us all about how he developed this and how effective it is. So let's welcome Don Zandier to the line. Don, welcome. Nice to have you with us. How are you today?
Hello, Doug. Nice to be here. I'm doing fine.
Well,
thank you.
Good. I'm so excited about learning about this because so many people suffer from so many the many things that I mentioned at the outset. Let me ask you to explain a little bit about Enlight. How do you describe it to people? What do you do?
Well, a simple introduction is just to say that it's similar to an acupressure treatment, but it's redesigned to heal our emotional history, you know, and eliminate our bad habits. So it's the appearance is much like acupressure, only you would be tapping on the acupressure points. There's other treatments like this, the tapping solution type things, but this the Enlight application is most like, say, going on a computer and accessing information on your computer. Like you might want to find some misinformation in your computer that's slowing it down. So you figure out where is that misinformation, what's bogging down your computer. You point and click on that, and you pull it up, and then you delete it, or you move it, or you run an antivirus on it. And Enlight works very similarly. Your mind, your thoughts are your mouse, though. So you're using your thoughts to locate the relevant information, and you find that, and then you delete it, which involves the tapping on the acupressure point.
Right. Well, I think many people have heard about tapping. That's a modality we've heard about it, and a lot of people talk about it. But what you have come up with is it's different. It's not the same thing as tapping, right?
Well, no, it's not. It's I learned this kind of a similar kind of treatment years ago, and what it did was it could treat a limited amount of symptoms, and it worked pretty well. But the individuals that I was seeing had more complicated problems, and so it would work well on a single trauma someone had, like a car accident or something like that. But it wouldn't work as well on more major problems like depression and anxiety, panic attacks and OCD. So what I eventually discovered was that these problems were fueled by thousands and maybe hundreds of trauma throughout the course of someone's lifetime. So I needed to figure out a way to access the entire history, the emotional software program for each individual, and the relevant experiences that actually fueled the depression. Sometimes people would have attune or sort of point and click with their thoughts on their symptoms like depression and anxiety, and that would help people quite a bit, but it wasn't getting to the root cause. The root cause is critical, like trauma is one of the root causes that I access as a large file of experience and then treat that entire file. So it cleans up the history more completely, getting to the root of the problem.
Well, the problems, there are so many different issues that apparently this really can help. I mean, the list goes through post-traumatic stress disorder, stress management, anxiety symptoms, depression and anxiety. Those are just a few of the things. And as I mentioned, at the outset, if you have self-esteem issues, are you constantly worried, anxious, stressed out, things of that nature? Do you cope with anger and guilt? These are all issues that can be helped by using Enlight. Let's talk a little bit about your background to begin with, and then we'll get into this. I know you're a psychologist by trade. How did you come to develop this? Let's talk about that, because I'm sure it's pretty interesting.
Well, I've been doing psychotherapy for 35 years, and about 10 years into my career, I was frustrated with the results I was getting. I thought I would be making a bigger impact. And I did come across a treatment, and it was the original energy psychology treatment called thought field therapy about 10 years into my career, and it worked wonderfully. I was very excited about it because, like I said, it would work beautifully on trauma and also simple phobias. So I was, revived and excited, but I wanted it to work on more than just those two things. It works so well on those two things that I thought, well, it's got to be able to work on other things just as well. I just have to figure out how to tweak it a little bit. And so I kept working with, my people, and they were very cooperative, and we kept trying, we worked, until I started to get better results. And over the next 25 years from there, I developed in light, just trying to add more to the theory and to the application to improve its effectiveness. And that involved, you know, discerning what were the root causes of emotional and behavioral problems, and identifying those types of events. One that most people would agree with and be familiar with is emotional trauma. But another more unique one is emotional malnourishment. This is another experience that really weakens the emotional body over time. As a matter of fact, when I was developing the treatment, I was treating someone who said to me, well, they didn't have a lot of trauma. And when I treated them with my like product at that time, it didn't work on them. But we talked from where we discerned that they had suffered more of what was what we called emotional malnourishment in their developmental years. And this was what was weakening their emotional disposition. So we treated them in a similar way with a similar kind of filing system approach. And then they got better after that. So I added that particular cause, that type of emotional experience, to the protocol, and it improved my outcomes. And there's other things that I've added since then. And with each step, what I end up getting is a little bit more results, broader and deeper results, you know. The key is to find out what's the root cause. Like another root cause is when it comes to bad habits, or the fact that all bad habits are fun, you know. They give you a positive reinforcement. You know, they relieve some degree of suffering.
I was just going to ask.
Memory needs to be treated.
Okay, you're fading out a little bit, so let's hope the line stays good there. All right, keep talking right into the phone. Let me ask you, when somebody comes into your office and they're suffering from, you know, whatever issue it is that brings them to you, I want to talk about how you treat them in person, and then I'm going to get to the fact that you've developed an online video system whereby people can actually help treat themselves. How do you work with them when they come to you in your office? Let's talk about that first.
Okay, well, they would come in, and generally what I would establish first is insight. I would help them to understand, you know, what their problem is, how it developed, and how they're coping with it. And once they have that insight as to the development of their problem and the maladaptive way that they're coping with it, then they have a disposition from which where they want to change. They understand their problem. It's basically traditional talk therapy, insight-oriented psychotherapy. But once you have someone's rational mind seeing the problem clearly and knowing what they need to do and how it is they came to feel the way they do, they aren't still always able to change their behavior. That was my frustration during the first 10 years of my career. So their rational mind was clear, and they were confident, but they were frustrated themselves, and so was I back then, because the emotional mind was not cooperating. You know, in other words, feelings would trump the emotional mind. Oftentimes we don't even want to tell people about our emotional problems and our behavior because we know they're irrational, and we're kind of embarrassed by that. But the fact is there's two things that cause us to behave. One is thinking, or our rational mind, and the other cause is our emotional mind and how we feel about things. So what I do is explain that all to them, and most people will tell me, oh, all right, that's exactly what's happening to me. And I'll say, well, we have a method for removing that emotional obstacle now, the emotional component that's trumping your rational thought essentially resides in your history. The many different emotional things you've experienced become your accumulated into what I call your emotional software program, and it's very difficult to function when your software program has this kind of emotional charge to it. By removing that emotional charge, then you'll be able to do the things, I'll explain to them, you'll be able to do the very things that you're trying to do. You just won't have, because you won't have this emotional obstacle anymore, this fear or depression or anxiety.
Okay. So when you're working with someone like you had these issues, How long do you typically work with them? I assume it's over a period of weeks or longer before they begin to experience some form of freedom from their problem. How long does it take?
Well, actually, it only takes one session, one application of Enlight to get the benefits from it. What might take more time is preparing someone for change, mainly because of bad habits, because we tend to resist change because we trust our bad habits, our maladaptive ways of coping, you know, and letting them go can be a real challenge. Now, the average person coming to me in the office has already sort of made steps in that direction. They're saying, hey, I don't like the way I'm functioning, the way I'm living, the way I'm behaving. I want to change. So they're usually very much ready to change, but still a little bit of coaching along those lines, clarification as to what they've been through and how they've been coping and what doesn't work with regard to that helps them to make a commitment to change. That's the one thing about Enlight. Like any treatment, the individual's will is more powerful than the treatment. So if their will isn't aligned with change, with healing, then it won't work as well. But typically, most people don't have any kind of resistance to treating their trauma or their emotionally malnourishing experiences. They just more have some resistance to their bad habits, which are the tougher part of the treatment. That's the tougher thing to treat. And sometimes I'll reapply that particular part of the treatment. Like on the online product, you get permanent access to the one part of the treatment, the one target for bad habits, because people tend to be ready to let go of their bad habits in phases or degrees, you know, so they can keep doing it as they feel they need it.
All right. Well, this is interesting now, because you treat people, you have been treating, you know, in your office, and as you pointed out, over 25 years, you've perfected and refined your treatment methods, and finally, you came up with this system, which is now it's been applied to video. It's a single session video based treatment that people can view privately in their own home or office. You know, they can watch it on their iPad, even their telephone if they had to, if they have internet access. Smartphone, of course. So tell me how you developed this. How did you perfect it enough to make it a treatment that people can use themselves? How long did it take you to do that, and how effective is it?
Well, it took 25 years, but because each piece of the puzzle came to me as I kept studying my results and looking for, what was missing. But the treatment isn't terribly complicated once you explain it to somebody. So it wasn't a difficult transition to put it into a video format where the online product walked you through each step of the application. I did a lot of research on my own, just testing people before and after the application to see how well it was working, what was it missing, what was it getting, and then of course making a prototype for the internet for an online application and seeing if that was working. And what I found was it was working, and since I did get it up online and got it, you know, professionally made. I have also gotten results, positive results there. I think the only drawback to the online product is there's not as much opportunity to prepare the person for change in case they have some resistances. But that's what I would encourage. Like if someone is wanting to say they're in therapy and they want to supplement their treatment within life, you know, they can go into their therapist and talk about any resistances they might have. And they could talk to the therapist about the treatment and its theory and see where their bad habits might be, resisting the change. And so it's still the online product needs more use to see how well that's going to work and well, population, but the advantage to that is that on the online product, you have access. Everyone has access to it. So, you know, you're not stuck just coming to me and waiting in line one at a time to get the treatment, you know. You can go to another therapist if you want therapy or you need therapy. But if you're just, like, trying to improve your athletic performance, some performance anxiety on stage or whatever, you can go online and do the light treatment right there and more than likely remove those obstacles, just making life more fun and less anxiety while you're doing it.
So how long has the online version of this, of Enlight, been available now? When did you really finish perfecting it?
Yeah, we've had it up online for a couple of years. Yeah. Go ahead.
I was going to say, talk to me about what you hear back from clients who try this online. In effect, it's a form of self-treatment using the system, but how effective is it? What's the feedback you get?
Well, people say much the same things that they say to me after a treatment in my office. They feel like a better version of themselves. Not a better, but a truer version is what they say. Like, it's removing things that shouldn't be there. So generally people will say, I find it easier to just make decisions and go forward with what my rational mind is telling me. Okay, that's what I should do. I'm going to do it. It's kind of funny. Oftentimes people will say, you know, I didn't realize I was different right away. Actually, my wife or my friend told me, hey, you don't usually do that, and you're doing it now. And they would say, well, yeah, I guess I'm over that. But it's such a clean treatment that people don't feel like they're drugged or they're dramatically different in some way that's ingenuine, you know. They just find it easier to do things in life, to be themselves, they spend less energy at work, you know, because they're not stressing over things as much. They're more open with their intimate relationships. And
what impresses me is that, I mean, you could go see you in your office and you notice whether you are getting some success from the treatment or not. But here, it's online. You can go back and go through this treatment as often as you feel is necessary, can't they? You can do it over and over, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's actually not designed for that, except for the bad habits part. But it's true that if you're doing it online and you, let's say you feel you didn't do it right, you know, some people will say they felt they didn't do it right, and then they'll go back and do it again, you know, or while you're doing it, you can rewind it and do that part over again. And fast forward to the part where you left off, and you can repeat it as many times as you want. But typically, the application is one time, and you'll get the results right away. Most people that I treat, they just do it once.
Describe it for me. Describe what it's like when you go online and start this treatment. Take me through what they would experience. How do you describe that?
Well, There's a narrator that kind of calmly walks you through each step. You have diagrams that explain the target that we would be treating, and then you have the actors acting out the exact same thing that you're doing, that you're going to be doing. So you see someone doing it, and then you do it yourself. You have the written words. There's affirmations involved. It's easy to follow along and comfortable. It's a very soothing process.
And how long does it take? What's the treatment length of the online program?
Well, you can go through it as fast as you want, but if you were to go through it without hesitation, rewinding or anything, it takes about an hour.
Wow.
And that's how long it takes in my office as well.
So it's pretty much exactly like it is being with you in your office. That's impressive. Give me an example. Number one, give me an example of what the most typical issues people come to you with. What are the – there's so many things we talked about that this can help, you know, treat. But as a psychologist, what do you find that the most serious issues people are suffering from when they come in for your help?
Well, typically when people come into my office, they come in for, they come in presenting their symptoms. So they'll come in saying, I'm depressed, I'm anxious, I'm having panic attacks, I have OCD, marital problems, I have drug or alcohol problems. And what I try to do then is help them to see that the root of that is in their experiences, and try to start to steer them towards away from their symptoms and focus more on the etiology, the cause of what how they got these symptoms, and then orienting them toward that, and then helping them to see that if we can heal all of those emotional wounds, all of those emotional experiences, your emotional health will improve, better choices, you'll be able to resist these shortcut ways, these temporary fixes, like the bad habits. Someone might have had a terrible experience like abuse in childhood of a variety of types and severity, but they've never healed from them. Maybe they've never even talked to anyone about them, and talking about them can heal them too, to some extent, that's usually not quite as much as with an Enlight application. So they start to focus on these causes, and then they gain some faith that treating their emotional history is what's going to make the difference, so that the symptoms are fueled by those experiences.
You know, I want to point out something. You have written that it could be beneficial for a lot of kids, between the ages of like 12 and 16, to have an Enlight treatment, that it could heal some of the original trauma and malnourishing emotional experiences they've had up to that point. Is that true?
Oh, yeah, that's absolutely the most exciting thing about this breakthrough. It, to me, this is what we could do to help the most people, like preventatively. I don't really like waiting for people to get sick and then come to my office and tell me they're depressed and they're anxious and they're miserable. I'd rather have treated them in some way to prevent that from developing. So the way I see Enlight, my dream is that Enlight would become part of like an emotional vaccination, so to speak, that everybody at some early point in life could get a clean slate. Like, say, a 12-year-old who maybe has had some degree of trauma, maybe a lot, could somehow be able to access freely an Enlight application and then have that original trauma resolved. If it was, they wouldn't develop those bad habits to begin with. They would heal early on in life. And it's so private. I mean, the treatment, if you go to the website and you go through it, you'll see it's very private. It's not a traumatic experience. You don't have to remember exactly what happened. You don't have to tell anybody what happened. It's all accessed through the theory, theoretical approach.
Well,
if we could just reach people before they got sick, that would be awesome.
I think that's such good advice. Don, we've gone through the half hour so quickly. I think this is so beneficial, and the fact that it's online, people can treat themselves, which makes this really such a, it's almost like a breakthrough in psychological treatment. In any event, I would encourage everybody, go to the website, look up enlighttreatment.com, enlighttreatment.com, and, there's a way to contact information on how to get in touch with you, and hopefully if they're suffering from any of the issues we were talking about, this could be something very beneficial for them. So thank you for being with us, Don. Our guest has been Don Zandier in Bethel, Pennsylvania. He's the creator of the Enlight treatment. Very, very fascinating. Thank you so much, Don.
You've been listening to CUTV News Radio. If you want to learn more about our programming or perhaps be considered for a future show, visit us on the web at www.cutvnews.com. And if you enjoyed listening to today's show, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Stitcher, and be sure to write a review. Thanks for listening, and from all of us at CUTV News Radio, we hope you have a productive and inspired day.
Certainly do. That's it for today, folks. Enlighttreatment.com. Don't forget about that. I'm Doug Llewellyn. See you next time. Bye for now.